A tract of land on Bloomington's near south side has been the site of at least two fires this year alone. The ownership of the property is in limbo, and many homeless people occupy the old structures on the site. With the expansion of the Beeline Trail, the blighted lot is getting more exposure, and as WFIU's Dan Goldblatt reports, people are beginning to raise concerns about safety.
From 1st and Morton Streets in Bloomington, you can see an old Amoco fuel sign mounted high on a brick building that used to be a bulk fuel oil distributor. The building is covered with graffiti, and almost all the multi-pane windows have been broken out. It's unknown how many homeless people currently occupy the property, but evidence of their activities litter the yard. Several yards away, a container of rotting strawberries sits above a short, hollow concrete plank where below a crude sleeping bunk has been constructed.
I guess they'd been there for years. I have no idea when they started staying in there.
That's Stuart Moore, former owner of the Stuart Moore Oil Company. When he first purchased the property decades ago, he tried to run the homeless out, but with little success.
They were like chickens, they'd follow you back in. So we finally just decided the best way to work it was to coexist with them. And most of them, if you didn't bother them, they didn't bother you. They'd come in of a night and leave when we opened up.
The building and its surrounding above-ground fuel tanks were closed and sealed in 2005. Since then, there have been several fires in the main building. According to Bloomington Fire Chief Roger Kerr, while none of the fires have been proven arson, he doesn't rule it out.
Obviously, with a building such as this with no electricity and no utilities running to it, that's a conclusion you could draw.
When firefighters respond to that building, they can't assume it's unoccupied.
Knowing the fact it is a place the homeless sometimes gather, we have been approaching as if there possibly could be somebody inside it every time we went.
The fire department turned the building over to the Bloomington Housing and Neighborhood Development Department earlier this month. Hand is currently working with the Moore family to keep homeless out of the building by enforcing the city's unsafe building ordinance. Hand director Lisa Abbott says despite efforts by the Moores to seal the building, the homeless continue to break in.
It's been a continuous battle to keep the property sealed up, but when I have called them, they have made attempts to do so. Even one point, and you can still see some of this left, where they actually welded metal across the openings to the windows and doors, but that was not able to keep people out.
To complicate the matter, the property is currently in a state of legal limbo. The Moore family technically lost the property in a tax sale, and Fields Environmental, a local family-owned company that specializes in environmental consulting and brownfield reclamation, acquired the tax lien. Under Indiana law, Fields Environmental owner Rudy Fields will not be able to legally possess the building until this fall at the earliest, and Moore could choose to pay the back taxes and repossess the property. Even if Fields does take possession of the property, plans for the site are still in limbo as the actual environmental condition of it is not yet known.
The level of either renovation or demolition or just what it would take to do to get the place to a position to be ready to go, it's going to be a lot of money. And that's going to be that's always going to be the challenge.
According to Abbott, the city hopes eventually the site will be cleaned up.
You know, we're just trying to create a situation that is safe for everybody and work with people to make sure that that gets done.
Until that happens, Fields warns people to stay away from the site.
I don't go around there much. I'd recommend that people don't. It's a dangerous place.
The property is within Bloomington's urban enterprise zone, which could mean it's eligible for a number of property tax breaks, depending on what ends up developing on the site. For WFIU News, I'm Dan Goldblatt. We'll be right back.